Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Russell Wiggly. This is episode number 47, I think. Yes, yeah, 47. And in this episode, I'm going to be finally starting my new Survivor World. And if, in case you haven't listened to my new news episodes, I'm not sure if I mentioned this in other episodes, I'm starting a new Survivor World. This time, I'm looking for a seed. And so the first half of this episode is going to be me searching for a seed on Chunk Base. It's a very good site that lets you easily, look at map seeds and examine them and look at different things that generate in them. And so if you want to visit that, that's chunkbase.com. So yeah, let's go ahead and get on to finding the seed. So I am filtering here to only see biomes, the spawn point, any villages nearby, any outposts nearby. And I think that's good enough for here. So, what do we got? All right, so this, you spawn in it in a forest. There is, there's a plain surrounding it. It's kind of like a strip forest. This one isn't too bad. And I may actually do this one if I decide that it's good enough. Where's the, oh, here it is. I'm gonna real quick do a screenshot. So this is one option. So now let's do a new seed. Random. All right. Where do we spawn here? Oh, there it is. All right. So here you spawn in a taiga. There's a stony shore, old growth spruce taigas, so the ones with the giant trees. And then farther out, there is a plains biome. There are some villages nearby. So this might also be a good one. I'm gonna save that one as well. New one. All right. In this one, you spawn in a taiga, next mega taiga, and there's a forest nearby. This one's all right. It's not great. I don't think I'm gonna use this one. Definitely not that one or that one. Only one that has a plains biome nearby. Okay. This one has a lot of unique biomes. We got ourselves a jungle. Oh, I hate jungles. But luckily, this jungle is very small, and I was should spawn like right on the edge of it, which means I can easily get out of it and go into forest. Yeah, this doesn't look too bad. I might actually do this because there's a village nearby. You spawn like a kind of in a jungle right next to a forest, right next to a meadow, right next to a plains biome with a village. Oh, there's a cherry groves nearby. There's a desert that's pretty close by. Badlands, massive badlands, savanna. As I said already, a jungle. I might actually use this one. All right, this one's pretty good. New one. Nah. 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 No. All right. So this one kind of spawn in a little peninsula kind of, but it's still connected to land. It's a thin area of land. There's a village right by next to it, like 200 blocks away from it. Not even like 100 blocks, actually. A foresty area. There's a mushroom fields, which would be useful. I might do this one. I'm kind of looking for one that has a big plains biome. And the one that really seems to have a decent. I really like this seed that I found right before this one. The one with the jungle. So I think I'm actually gonna do this. So what I'm gonna do is copy this seed. For anyone who wants to use this seed is. Now don't be telling me things that are like, oh, there's a what a da 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 at coordinates da da da. I don't really I want to find everything legitimately. I'm just using this seed map to find the to find a good area with biomes and villages. So the seed is 7670815. 59299555866393, and I will have that in the description if I remember to. So now that we have this seed, let's go ahead and load up Minecraft and play in this brand new seed. All right, so I'm gonna create this world, and I do want to point out one of the advantages of there being a savanna nearby and Badlands is that I will be able to access the armadillo pretty quickly. Once 1.20.5 comes out, which I'm now nicknaming this update, this minor update, the Wolf Update, because of the sheer amount of wolf-related things. There's the Armadillo, Wolf Armor, enhancements to miscellaneous enhancements to the wolves, Wolf Variants, which I haven't covered in my latest new news episode because that just came out. Actually, yesterday as of the time of this recording, so I will be covering that in my next new news episode. Which, by the way, schedule update, I'm going to be doing that every other week. So I'm going to do Let's Play or Let's Talk, new news, Let's Play or Let's Talk, new news. Eventually, I'd like to do two episodes a week. So new news every week and Let's Play or Let's Talk every week. But for now, I'm just going to be doing every other week or an episode once a week. So let's go ahead and name this Redstone Weekly Survival. And I already have one named that, so I'm going to call this RW Season 3 Survival. That's good. Game mode, Survival, difficulty, Normal, Allow Cheats On, which is being renamed to Allow Commands, simply so that if I mess something up horribly, I won't have to start a new world, because that would be unfortunate for the podcast. World type, default, paste in the seed. Leave all that. Game rules, experiments, I'm going to enable the bundle. That's all I'm going to be enabling. I don't care about the other, I don't want to do any other stuff like the crafter or any of the things like that, or the villager trade rebalance. I just want the bundle, simply for the fact that I like to use it, and I'm on Java, so it's not going to be any issues there. So, let's go ahead and create this world. So, a little bit of update on mods. I know last time I did the Survivor World, I had a lot of visual mods. Like, I had roughly enough items. I had this Creative Plus, I think, which obviously wasn't applicable there. I had a few different mods. All I have here is Optifine. And that's simply so I can use the zoom key. And so that I have better performance, so I can do shaders and a few other things. I am going to be using the Fresh Animations resource pack, just because the animations on there are so amazing. Like, even just like the cats when they're idling, sometimes when they're sitting, they will lick themselves and like clean themselves, like lick their paw. So I'm now spawned in, and I am obviously in a jungle, as I expected. However, yep, right on the edge of the jungle is a forest. Very, very close. So I'm going to just walk straight out of this jungle and into the forest. I'm getting a little bit of lag, so I'm going to fix that. Okay. But here we go. And now I'm in a forest. Simple as that. Well, mostly in a forest. A little bit of jungle there. Oh my goodness, there's a ruined portal. Oh, that's really good. Yes! What's it called? Jungle Temple. Jungle Pyramid in Java, but Jungle Temple is a way better name. And there's a plains biome over there. Okay, this is a really good spawn. I already see two structures. There's a little lava pit, which hopefully is not catching anything on fire. Yep, it looks like there's no fires, which is good there. I can get melons, which are a pretty good food source for early game. Honestly, this is a really good spawn. Like, I'm really happy with this spawn. So, obviously, the first thing you do in a survival world is punch down a tree with your bare fists, because that's practical. All right, tree number one, punched down. I'm wearing my Men in Black skin, which is a modified version of my skin that I use on the server. I have not bothered to update it. Although with this warmer weather that I'm having here in Texas, I probably should disable it because I'm going to get very hot with this. Oh, hold on, I missed something. I live in Texas, and we just got like a wave of... Oh, I messed up my texture on there. Fine, I'll just do whatever. we just got like a wave of heat recently that makes no sense. But, you know, Texas is Texas. not a wave of heat. It was like we got up to like upper 90s, and now we're kind of like in 70s. But it's well, it was February when we got to the 90s. But I guess that's what you get for Texas. Texas is very Oh, there is a fire. Please don't spread. Lava pools and jungles. I feel like they spawn the most frequently in jungle. They generate the most frequently in jungles, which I know probably isn't how it works, but it's annoying. It looks like that fire's out. All right. So I got myself a crafting table. Bam. And I'm gonna make myself, before anything, I'm not even gonna make wooden tools. I'm just going to make a wooden pickaxe. I saw a little mini cave down here, so I'm gonna go ahead and get some stone from there. Okay, that is kind of like a ravine. There's some stone here. Stone Age. All right, I'll give myself more than just four wood or four stone. I don't even know if I'm gonna build a house. What I've been doing on a survival I just created recently, I got diamonds, which this is being generated in, or this was generated in 1.20, post 1.20.2, which means I'm gonna be getting a lot of diamonds, or a lot more diamonds. And I got myself like full diamond tools, or I got like diamond tools before I even built a house. Like I still haven't built a house in that world. I've just been mining and like progressing and working on a village. Kind of maxing out the villagers there. So I have not done anything with I have not done anything with the with like building a house yet. All right, I got 19 wood. That's pretty good. Back to the crafting table, build myself a stone sword. Stone pick. Getting an upgrade. An axe. There we go. Do a little bit of inventory management. Right. Next thing, I think I'm gonna go ahead. I know this is probably a bit early, but I'm gonna go ahead and go to that. I'm gonna go to the Nether portal first. Because who knows what I might find there. I might even find iron, which would be really sweet. If I could find, like, three iron ingots, then I'd go ahead and get myself. Actually, I'm gonna first. Whoa, almost fell down there. And do, like, the kind of slanted ravine. I'm gonna get myself some coal, because there's a little coal patch here. I'll probably get some melons while I'm at it, on my way over to that. Might be trying to take plenty of screenshots here to put on my Flickr and on my blog. And that's FLICKR.com/redstoneweekly. And I got the coal. And podcastredstoneweekly.blogspot.com. And actually, as I'm going here, I just now noticed a little patch of iron right here in the wall. It's very, I'll have a picture of this on my Flickr, but it's very weird placement of that iron. But I mean, it is iron. And it looks like actually I'm getting five iron here, which is pretty good. So I'm gonna go ahead and make myself a furnace. On, get up. There we go. Oh, I mined my crafting table. All right, I think I'm gonna go ahead and go. Let's see. The plains is that way. However, the good structures are this way. So I'm gonna go to the good structures. And if I pass by some melons, I'm gonna harvest those and eat because I am. Already missing three hunger bars, and I just fell, so I got I also lost some health. I'm missing one heart of health, so I'm not doing great. Wow. I mean, this is an interesting looking portal. It's like decapitated. It's like split in half. It's like it got ripped off of the ground. And as I'm up, oh, yep, there's the chest. All right. All right, what do we got here? We have 12 golden carrots, 10 iron nuggets, an enchanted golden apple, golden boots with blast protection 1, a fire charge, obsidian, and flint. And of course, a chest, which is always nice. I don't think a stone pick can get gold. If I'm correct, a stone pick cannot get gold, a gold block, so I do not want to do that. However, I will eat one of these golden carrots, and they have amazing saturation. Alright, so I've raided that. Here we go, melons. And a sheep, which I don't really need because I got the melons. Although I do not want to eat all of these melons. Let's see, I got 15. I don't want to eat all of them because I want to be able to plant these because they're nice to trade with villagers. Alright. To the jungle temple. I keep forgetting its name. I hope I get good loot. And I'm going to try the puzzle. I do not remember the puzzle for the jungle temple. But I'll try to do it the legitimate way. Alright. I go in. And you got the two stories. Nothing up top because I guess they don't ever put anything there. I don't know why it's got nothing up top. But you go down. And you got on this side. Actually, I'm going to make some torches real quick because I have some coal. Alright, let's try this lever puzzle first. Oh, wait. I got one of them. How? What was the puzzle? I'm also forgetting. It should reveal it, like, right where you are, right? If I'm correct, that's the way it works. Okay, I think I've tried every combination here. Hold on. So, that down, no. That down, no. That down, no. All right. That down and that down, no. That down and that down, no. That down and that down, no. All of them down, no. How do you? All right, that's it. I'm mining into it. So I'm not a genius with redstone, but I'm not sure how the chest is supposed to be picked up by the. Hold on. Oh, I see. It doesn't pick up the chest. Oh, yeah, because it. All right, here we go. I see. I got in. All right, I figured out how it works. Apparently, there's a hole up top. I have not done these in a while. So we got 9 bones, 3 iron ingots. 1 bamboo and 2 emeralds. And a chest, which I will now harvest. And now there's a second chest. And there's a tripwire. I see the tripwire. Oh. Okay. I have not done these in a while. I harvested the string and it still shot it at me. Shot the thing at me. I forgot it does that. Okay. 3 arrows, okay. And a dispenser, which I will also harvest. And some redstone, which I will also harvest. And another dispenser. And tripwires. And some redstone. And some other things. And a chest, which I forgot to open. And it had 2 diamonds! Okay, that is a score. But my work here is done. Okay, I just got diamonds, and it is already night. What do I do? Well, I see plenty of sheep, so I will just skip the night by murdering some innocent sheep. A sheep number one, die. A zombie, die. Come on, die. There you go, thank you. Another sheep, die. Another sheep, also die. Sheep die. Die sheep. Zombie, which is now dead. No, wait, hold on, hold on. Come on, die. There you go. And a skeleton, which I do not want to mess with, so I'm going to run away. I'm going to flee in terror. And there's a creeper, there's a creeper, there's a creeper. Run, 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 run. Please don't come after me, creeper. Sleep. You may not rest now. There is monsters nearby. There are monsters nearby. I don't care that there's monsters nearby. Let me sleep. Let me sleep. Can I sleep here? Can I sleep here? Can I sleep here? Yes. Yes. It is day now. Oh, grab those tripwires. And my crafting table. Okay, so this is an interesting start to the survival world. I will say that. And there's a zombie. Hey, buddy. Die, please. Thank you. And I guess I should grab all this redstone and this repeater and this and that, this and that. I mean, if you want some early game redstone. Am I already out of room in my inventory? Guess that's what happens when you raid two structures before getting any chests. Well, I have chests, I just don't have anywhere to put them. I'm not going to use. Bamboo is going to be very abundant. No, I don't want that either. No, what? No, give me my pickaxe back. Nah, give me my pickaxe. Thank you. No, I don't want dirt or bamboo. No, give me the pistons. No. Goodness gracious, this management is horrible. Go away. There. Okay, done. That took way more time than it should have. I'm free in the daylight where I can slaughter chickens, but I won't. Man, melons are a horrible food source. Forget what I said earlier. They are horrible. Ooh, there is a mountain there. Which means, ooh, very easy iron. Very, very easy iron. Because that's a stone mountain. Like there's no snow on it. Yes, that is good. All right, time to go towards where I think the village is. I have genuinely no clue. I'm gonna try to limit make my Let's Play episode shorter than like an hour long. So they're gonna be maybe 45 or 40 minutes long, 35, something like that. How long am I going right now? 20 minutes, okay. So I'm going to try and pop into the village if I can find it, which I'm not quite sure where it is. But you know what? I am sure where something is. I'm very sure where this mountain is. And I'm very sure that there is iron upon this mountain. So I'm going to take those two, put them together, and go and harvest some iron from this mountain. And when I say some, I mean a lot. Because iron is very abundant up on mountains. And it is very easy to obtain said abundant iron when you are upon the glorious biome known as Stony Peaks. Yes. Yeah, oh goodness. This is high. Ooh, emeralds. Oh, I can't get emeralds like that. I'm not even going to try that. I need to put down my crafting table. Perhaps I will live upon this mountain. And so the chest monster begins. I don't need you. I don't need you. Blah, 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 blah. I'm basically tossing everything I own, aside from tools, into here. And now I'm going to grab the things that I actually need. Okay. I'm going to keep you. I'm going to keep you. Better, more than that, actually. Yeah, you. And then I'm going to keep the, you. And make myself a furnace. Grab this coal. Turn off these coordinates. Put this in here. Grab this raw iron and start smelting it. Oh, there's coal. I knew I had more than 8 coal, or I knew I had more than 1 coal. All right, so you smelt while I harvest iron. Lots and lots of iron. I wonder how much I'm gonna grab. So far I've got 1. 2, 3. 4. 5, 6. It's a very good thing. Oh, there's calcite up here. I forgot there's calcite on Stony Peaks. That's good. That is 9 iron. Wow, this is high. Very high up. What level am I at right now? I think this mountain is easily, yeah, it's 250, at least 200. Yeah, it's our, I'm gonna get, my guess is 230. 10 iron. I'm gonna remove my debug screen because it is in the way. See, my monitor is just a little bit too small to bring down the GUI size. But that means that, because the GUI size, like, it's a little bit too big right now, but it's a little bit too small when I have the GUI size smaller. And the little bit is a bit more little bit for the GUI size when it's smaller. So, this is a large in width mountain. I'm going to take a picture of this. Bam, screenshot. Wow, so much iron. I already have 18 iron, and this iron is showing no signs of stopping being obtained. And there's a decent amount of emerald as well. Guess I should eat. There's a ravine, but I'm not going to bother going down there because I have iron for days. I did not even notice the fact that there was a Stony Peaks here, but I'm so glad there is. Stony Peaks? Yeah, because it is so easy to get iron. I already have half a stack of iron. And I've only been playing this world for like maybe 20 minutes, counting like the, like 20 minutes estimated. And I have plenty of Like there's loads of iron on this hill. And this is why they don't let you generate, this is why they don't let iron generate, iron, large iron veins generate, in the stone layer. Because you would have so much iron. You would not know what to do with that much iron. I already don't know what to do with this much iron. I already have 40 iron. I'm gonna be able to start out with a full set of iron armor, iron tools, an anvil, and still have iron for days. I've almost got a stack of iron now. Once I have a stack of iron, I'm done. I'm done mining iron. I have no use for that much more iron. I think once I have a stack of iron here, I might stop because I'm gonna try to keep these Let's Play episodes shorter. Because since it's not video, I'm unable to edit these because it would be a lot of. Oh, wow, I just hit exactly one stack. It would be a lot of, like, it would be harder to follow along. But, let's see. Since I can see well here, what other biomes we got? I'm gonna crank up my render distance to 24. My CPU, or my GPU, my, ugh, I guess it's just a CPU. My fans on my computer are about to get a lot louder. Yep, I hear them spinning up. Yep, there we go. We got a Savannah Village. Which is, if only it was moved over like 20 blocks, then it might have been a plains village. Okay, that's nothing. More stony areas, like a stony shore or something. Peter's probably gonna hate me, but I just turned up my render distance to now 32 chunks. Oh my! Oh, it's frozen. Oh, it's going. It's unfrozen. It is rendering, loading all 32 chunks. Well, no, the render distance being 22, 32 chunks. I mean, it means it's more like rendering like 128 chunks or something. I don't know. It's rendering a lot of chunks. Render, render, render. Oh, wow. Yeah, that is. I'm getting. Actually, it's not horrible. I'm getting like 30. But as soon as I start like moving around, like this is just me standing still, moving my mouse. Like, that's nothing compared to what I would get if I actually started like running around. All right, so I'm now gonna go to sleep real quick. Sleep time. A stack of iron. That is so much iron. All right, I'm gonna turn around, or I guess I'm gonna take a screenshot first of this great and big and beautiful world I have here. Oh yeah, no, that's definitely Stony Peaks because there's calcite. And screenshot. Alright, this is a great seed. I'm very happy about the start of this survival world. And I'm excited to see where it goes. So, I'm gonna real quick make camp here. But I'm pretty much on 30 minutes of this Let's Play segment, so I guess this episode is gonna be maybe 45 minutes, which is a lot shorter than the other ones. And I'd like to keep these shorter because it makes them easier to get out faster. The shorter they are, the faster I can get them out. I don't know why I'm going this way around the mountain, but I guess I am. Yep, down there. Iron for years. I'm gonna make myself some iron tools now, which I guess I should smelt this iron. Smelt. Make myself an iron pick. an iron sword. I'm gonna make myself an iron axe, and then I will stop here, and I will let this world run while I'm doing the other segments, so that I can smelt all the iron. So I will just sit right here. Oh, that is weird. There's like calcite mixed with grass. Okay. All right. So this is my current base at the moment. I'm going to take a screenshot here, but oh, that's annoying me. Let me harvest that. And then that's also going to annoy me, so I'm going to take this cobblestone and replace the floor here with cobblestone. My little patch here, my little piece of land here that I've got. All right, so yeah, that is my base right now. It is, wow, I already have 11 iron. That's a lot of iron. And again, I have unlimited iron. This biome goes on for a while, which means I have infinite iron, basically. I'll eventually set up an iron farm simply due to the fact that iron farms are a lot, like a more passive residual way of getting it. But yeah, I still have like iron for days here. Iron for my entire life in this world. Iron for two people's entire life. Now maybe if you invite Hermitcraft on here, this iron wouldn't last that long, but I mean that's Hermitcraft, not me. So sure, I'll go and make myself a shovel. And finally, an iron hoe. Bam! Full set of iron tools. And that is within the first... Let's go to the statistics. That's within the first 30 minutes of playing this world. 29 minutes and like basically 30 minutes of playing this world. So I would say that's pretty good. Even start to make some iron armor, but I'm gonna do that tomorrow or next episode, so that'll be in 2 weeks, I think. So now let's move on to the questions. Alrighty, so for the questions here, I have 5 episodes that have some responses to them, and I want to give a quick reminder: if you would like to contact me through the Spotify Q&As, please do it on an episode. At the moment, I'm checking for questions on all episodes from season 3. So if you want to get your question actually read out on the show, do it on a season 3 episode. And if there's a specific question, you can put it there, but I likely won't answer it. I'll probably just read it because I want these to be shorter, but also mainly I don't want to have to go through, because once I read it, then it doesn't show that I have to go through and manually check every single episode. So starting with the first episode of season 3, and I asked, will you / have you played on season 3 of the server? If so, what do you think of it? And Brendan, this is a new listener. Let me know if you're a new listener, Brendan. And this is not Brendan Roberts, who has done a lot of responses. This is Brendan. So Brendan Roberts, that's how I'm going to refer to y'all. So Brendan said, I will. And then, so I'm going to publish that. And then next episode, in episode 46, Shadow Over 3, Etheria Review, Server Update, Questions, and More, I asked, what do you think of this new title style? Do you like it? Do you prefer the old style? Are you going to get the book? Let me know here. So with the Shadow Over Etheria Review, the episode style, I did a different episode title style. Kind of did like a series of things that were in it. And so I asked, What do you think of the new title style? And Brendan said, is it on Epic, referring to the book? Also, I was thinking of playing on Bedrock, mainly because I only play on Bedrock Edition. Please relaunch the Bedrock server. To answer your question about Epic, if you don't know, if anyone listening doesn't know, Epic is a kind of a book, kind of like a streaming service, book, e-book, on-demand, whatever. It's a book thing. It's a book app for kids. And yes and no. The first four books are on Epic, but the remaining three, the fifth, sixth, and seventh book, are not on Epic, so you'll have to get there from a library or something. And then with the Bedrock server, and Storm the Nightwing also said, please open the Bedrock server. I shut down the Bedrock server because of the fact that I could not moderate it properly, and I just could not do what I wanted to do for it, and not enough people were playing on it. However, I have found an alternative, and this alternative may very well work. So this is Geyser MC, and Geyser MC may be the solution, and it allows crossplay between Java and Bedrock. That will allow two main good things. One, that will allow people playing on Bedrock Edition to have the same things on Java and be able to play with each other, Java and Bedrock. But also, it'll allow me to moderate Bedrock with the same plugins as the Java, and I won't have to worry about managing multiple servers. So it's a great solution. If it works, I will try experimenting with it. But first, I need to get my actual Java server working, which I have plans to do it. I'm going to try to get it up and running within the next month. I'm not sure, though. And then Brendan Roberts said, great episode. Excited to hear your thoughts on the news that's come out since your last news segment. And so, speaking of news, I'm going to real quick publish all three of these. Bam, bam, bam. There we go. New News 9, Part 1, Minor Updates and Snapshots. I asked, if you could add one animal from the real world to Minecraft, what would you choose? Why? Leave that and anything else here. So, Zachariah said jellyfish, because jellyfish. I like that idea, except for one thing, and that is that jellyfish, when in a blocky model, they may just look very similar to squid. And so they have to have like some specific thing, or have a more unique model. Brendan said cheetahs. Also, Deep Slate and Soulfire are my favorite blocks. And then Brendan Roberts said, thoughts on the Patreon. I think most of your audience is too young to have a credit card / extra income to support it. Also, I would add the otter to Minecraft because it's my favorite animal. My sister definitely agrees with the otter part, both parts of it, bearing her favorite animal and adding it would be great if it was in Minecraft. With the Patreon, I probably will eventually one day do a Patreon, but I've decided that I'm going to put my focus on trying to get my podcast monetized through ads, which I'm waiting on Spotify to invite me to it. So I'm trying to get my podcast popular enough. So share this podcast with your friends. And then I'm going to publish those. Bam, bam, bam. Next episode. What was your favorite thing from these snapshots? That was a question on snapshots, and even more snapshots. New News 9 Part 2. Brendan Roberts said, the new wind charge item is my favorite thing from these snapshots. Seems like a fun item to play around with and useful too. I agree. That's it's a nice item. I think my favorite thing from the snapshots, I have no clue. I like them all. None of them I'm like super hyped for, although the wolf armor is turning out to be pretty good. I like them all the same. So I'm going to publish that. And next up, the final one, Bedrock updates plus Minecraft Legends ending development and a snapshot. Real quick note on that. If you looked at the title, I made the title unintentionally a little bit clickbaity. So I apologize for that. I did not realize until after I, just today as of recording, or yesterday as of recording this episode, that the episode title seemed a bit clickbaity. It was Bedrock updates plus Minecraft Legends shutting down and a snapshot. And so, if you were a bit annoyed by it being a bit clickbaity, I completely, that was unintentional, and I did not realize that I made it sound clickbaity, and so I changed the title to Minecraft Legends Ending Development, which is a lot more accurate, and so, yeah, just a note on that. But, so I asked, have you played Minecraft Legends? If so, what did you think of it? Leave that and anything else here. So, Dominic said, I've not played Minecraft Legends. Also, love your podcast, so thank you for that. I'm going to publish that. And then Super Yosh said, I love Minecraft Legends, and thank you for clarifying this. In your iTunes review name, you said Super Yosh with a long O as in Super Yosh, like Yoshi. I've been missaying your name for the past several weeks since you first asked a question, so I apologize for that. Super Yosh said, I love Minecraft Legends. I like it too. An episode coming out that about coming eventually where I'm playing that. And then Brendan Roberts said, What do you think of the new wolves? So the short answer is I love them, and he's referring to the wolf variants. The long answer will be in my next new news episode. I will give a little bit more of my thoughts on them, but I really like them. That's the short answer. I really, really like them, and I'm glad they're in the game. It was inevitable. Since they did the cats, although cats are my favorite animal. Well, I don't know if it's my favorite animal. Favorite. But I like them more than dogs. I like them more than dogs. Speaking of kitty. Hello, kitty. Hi, Buttercup. And then, now let's go check on to iTunes and see what reviews I have on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. Okie dokie. So let's start with in the United States. Let's see. Super Yosh, with a long O is their username, said their title was Super Yosh here again. Hi, just coming over to Apple Podcasts to leave a rating. Love the show. Thank you for reading the answer I left on Spotify. So thank you. Thank you. And you're welcome. Char.Zard said, good pod. It's good. What else is there to say? Guy who has a small complaint said, great. Amazing pod, but I'm just wondering, are you Craggle09 or Red Pixel? Both. In Minecraft, and in my podcast, I'm Craggle09. Anything related to this podcast, I'm Craggle09. Anything relating to Minecraft, I'm Craggle09. Other places, I'm usually RedPixel09. So on iTunes, my reviewing name is RedPixel09. So it depends, but if you see RedPixel09 or Craggle09, that is me. I have no clue what I'm going to do. If I create a YouTube channel, what is my name going to be? Because I wanted to do it as my name, because I want to eventually use that for other things, not just my podcast, but what name do I go by? Probably going to do Craggle09, because that's kind of the name that people know. And then next place, let's go to Canada. Anybody done it there? Yes. WolfHawk600 said, hello. Hey, dude, this podcast is awesome, and I suggest that you talk about what you want in Minecraft a bit, too. And if you already do that, I haven't listened in a while. Bye. So this was in 2021, and I just now was able to see it. So thank you for leaving a review. And I think I have talked about it in some episodes, but those episodes weren't out as of when this review was made. And then let's do the United Kingdom, which is the other place. And Lego Minecraft, or Black Wolf, said, great podcast, great listening. And that was October 20th, 2021. So these reviews I've now read. So again, if you are in the United Kingdom, United States, or Canada, then you can leave a five-star review on Apple Podcasts, and I will give you a shout-out. Still, if you aren't in those places, you can still email me, and leaving a rating review still helps out a ton. I just do not have the time to scroll through all of the places from Angola, or Algeria, actually, all the way to Zimbabwe. I think that's right. So, yeah, if you're not in the United States, United Kingdom, or Canada, I just do not have the time to read all those. So now that I've done all the questions, here we go. Wow, 58 iron ingots, and I am now level 7. That's pretty good. Pretty good indeed. Oh, I put down my bed so I could sleep. And so if I catastrophically died by a creeper explosion, I would respawn there. Since I wasn't paying attention. I mean, I would hear and I'd be like, no! Boom! Okay, so that is all the questions I have. So now let's move on to the outro. Okay, so if you did enjoy this episode, be sure to share this podcast with friends and or family or random strangers. I don't care. And tell them that I can be heard anywhere, like any platform. Spotify has done a great job distributing. But you can also contact me at redstoneweeklypodcast@gmail.com. You can leave a Spotify Q&A response on the Spotify app. You can leave an iTunes or Apple Podcast review. And I'll give you a shout out if you live in the United States, United Kingdom, or Canada. You can check out my blog at podcastforinstantweekly.blogspot.com. Again, recently went over, underwent, under has recently undergone a massive UI redesign. Looks great. Lots of neat posts. More will be coming eventually. Mainly episode descriptions, so all the links. You can check out my Flickr at flickr.com/redstoneweekly. And that now will actually have some posts since I have... since I actually have some screenshots to share. And yeah, so I will see you guys in the next episode, which will be new news episode 10. No parts. I was about to say like part 1 or something, but there's no parts. So yeah, new news 10. I will cover the new wolf variants and anything else comes. Goodbye.